Blog Talk Radio.
Thought you were just another Romeo, the shoe you passed by in the store window, but soon as I got home, I wish I bought you instead.
This is America. You have another crop of supporters, a larger crop, much larger, paler crop. Those supporters, they are okay pleased, in fact, at the idea of a black president, as long as he's not too black, as long as he understands his place, as long as they can be sure that he's not going to run north of the Mason-Dixon at the first sign of daylight. See, that is what they'll think if you stand on a podium talking about Hollis Doyle and quoting Rosa Parks and Huey Newton.
That is an incredibly simplistic view, Rowan.
Race is nothing more than a social construct. And as a man who wants to lead this country, I have a moral responsibility.
You need to cease talking.
Race is a social construct. You're speaking to a man from the ghetto. You have no idea what you're talking about, you privileged little inkwell prep school Ivy League doctor's son. You ain't no Jesse Jackson. You ain't got nothing to preach. You ain't got nothing to say. You don't have a dream, and you have not been to the mountaintop, which is why I chose you. You're going to be our first black president, and you're going to get there by making everyone forget that you are black. You're going to wait. Your time will come when you are in the Oval. You can say whatever you want. Until then, stand still and hope nobody notices that this ain't no tan. Don't make me angry.
Contribute! Say something!
You want me to say something? Fine. I'll say something. You people, you're not a race. You are a virus. You destroy the world. Everything beautiful, you poison. You drag us from our homes. You rape our daughters, murder our sons. You crack our spines and do all you can to break our will. You stab us. Then you put the knife in our hand and tell us it's our fault. And if you don't do it yourself, you stand by, close your eyes, and pretend there's nothing wrong. And then you pray to your God to silence our screams so that you can enjoy the happiness that we built for you with our blood. But it's not your fault. It's the only way you know how to be. And the only thing that will change anything is if another virus comes along and does to you what you do to us. And I hope that happens very soon.
Wow. This evening obviously hasn't gone as I'd hoped. And I think I'm having a full-on panic attack right now. So I'm going to go to the bathroom and get myself together. And when I come back, I hope you don't see me as the devil.
And Nero fiddled while Rome burned.
She was 12 years old. What kind of man? Who takes a child's mother from them? I'm screwing her, you know. Your daughter. Every chance I get. And things I could tell you. About the way she tastes. She's quite a girl. Talented.
You're funny. You're a funny, funny man.
I am.
Or should I say boy? You're a boy. You've been coddled and cared for, pampered and hugged. For you, it's always summertime, and the living is easy. Daddy's rich, and your mama's good looking. You're a grand. You got money in your blood. You are a boy. I'm a man. I have worked
for every single thing I have ever received. I have fought and scraped and bled for every inch of ground I walk on. I was the first in my family to go to college. My daughter went to boarding school with the children of kings. I made that happen. You cried yourself to sleep because daddy hurt your feelings, because papa banged his secretary, because it hurt to have so much money, you spoiled, entitled, ungrateful little brat. You have everything handed to you on a silver platter, and you squander it. You're given the world, and you can't appreciate it because you haven't had to work for anything. So now you've decided that the one thing that you want is my daughter, my child, mine, what I made, what I created. You could talk about what a great lay she is to try to get a response from me all you want, but guess what? I am actually, quite literally, above your pay grade, which means that I know that you believe that you are in love with her, as wrong as you may be.
I do love her.
You love that she is a door-marked exit. You love that she is your way out. Because if you are with Olivia Pope, you don't have to fulfill your father's dream of being president. If you are with Olivia, you no longer have to be your father's son. An apple never falls too far from the tree. You are always going to be Senator Grant's disappointing boy, Fitz. She is always going to be the formidable Olivia Pope. Don't use the person that I made to make you into a man. You're a boy.
You don't know anything about me.
Sadly, boy, I know everything about you. You disappoint me as a suitor for my daughter's hand.
From multiple satellite locations, through the airwaves, the broadcast, your radio, your mobile devices. We hope that all of you are awakened enough to tune into this frequency called Channel 144. I will not be occupying much time on this broadcast. It's basically to make you aware of some major changes in your environment. And hopefully it would afford you an opportunity to elevate yourself beyond the conditions of your immediate environment and atmosphere. Hopefully it will provide a unilateral opportunity for you to connect with a voice that you've become accustomed to over the past millenniums, decades, and centuries as a common denominator known as calendar and fiscal months and years. We owe it to speak to you, to let you know of our progresses and our ascensions. We owe it to you, at least I feel I do, to again present to you a bridge out of a newly designed burrow of which you can possibly cross over into without becoming a victim of the imminent flood that is on your way. We have for many, 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 many hours went to the depths of hell, and we went contemporaneously to the height of the heavens and beyond the sun to consolidate ourselves into what we are in this moment. While our time zones may vary, our purpose is the same for all of you. And what I've realized is that everybody wants to escape what appears to be the unescapable. And that opportunity, although slim, still exists only for those who really want out. And wanting out meaning that you want to leave behind the garbage, the cesspool, the refuge, and the stench of death that most of you have become accustomed to. But in large respects, most of it was here when you arrived. I'm going to talk a little bit about ascension and kind of address for some of you that might be engaged in the unlawful activity of voting yourself out of position, since this appears to be the subject matter of the old world order. I'm not going to create too much or any pregnancies on the topic. Rather, I will just share with you my legal and lawful position on those of you that may be engaged in those behaviors and conducts that will affect you. I don't have to tell you that I have long ago declared, for lack of a better term, my position in the heavens and the earth, combining them both and bringing both heaven to earth and bringing earth to heaven collectively. The law that I have not only brought to you in a legislative fashion, an executive and judicial fashion, dictates and mandates that I do so. I don't have to tell you whether I know that I am the king, which supersedes a president, a prime minister, a vice president, or any other resident that resides in the cemetery, the United States Postal Service. I don't have to argue about that because no one wants to argue with me about it. I don't need a motion to resume that position because I was never removed from it. I don't need to argue with dead letters that has no acoustic value because they won't argue back with me. So if some of you still believe in presidents and congresses, and again, I'm engaging in unlawful conduct by trying to add value acoustically to letters that has never done anything to you, nor I. It's our belief in them that has delayed our ascension to our rightful positions. Positions that were never defined, although they were trying to predict what they would be or who would be in them. I will not be relying upon your letters or your characters to hold any real position in this kingdom that has been established long ago. I don't have to tell you that no one can answer any of the questions that I have posed because I know where the answers come from. Some of you still have questions that are beyond the scope of reality, and you'll probably continue to have those questions until you realize there are no answers for them. Many of you have been with us. You've peeked in, put your toes in the water over here. You've been on our communication list. Many of you misrepresent email because there's no such thing, but we'll go with that term as long as you can prove that there is an email. And many of you have had enough of our hospitality to comprehend what we are about. And we've moved far beyond the realm of politics, because I know that all political power resides inside of me. So I want to let you know about the establishment of this kingdom without getting into too many particulars in public. If you are ready, and I mean ready, you are ready to leave the realm that you are in permanently and have everlasting existence, then you can reach out to us by communicating with our staff at the Bureau, EAU, Bureau. The Bureau, EAU, at US-Interpol, INTERPOL, .co BOM. So that is the Bureau at US-Interpol.com. Just ask for wiring instructions, because all of our communications are by wire. You're not allowed to send any attachments. You're not allowed to send any questions. You can place yourself in queue at this kingdom, at this office, if you are ready to ascend from your realm. And only if you are ready. We don't have time to play games with you. If you send us anything that we tell you not to send, there will be consequences. There is no free email, and there are no free communications. The word free is an anomaly that means absolutely nothing, because there is nothing that is free, especially me. Okay? We keep up with time very, very well. And although we provide you with opportunity, opportunity has costs. So don't waste our time. I wanted to discuss with you a couple of things about voting, or what you feel is voting. One is that there is no such activity. If some of you have engaged in that activity while you were dead, while you were dead, then shame on you. If you did vote, I hope you know the acronym and the meaning of the term vote, because it's not a word. And basically, you did a vacating office and termination. So you vacated your office and, I don't know, you can call it ballet, ballots. You can call it whatever you want. Some of you are engaging in activities that are going to have serious consequences, 1692D, because you have no idea what you're engaging in. That's not your game. It's not something that you know. It's no different than going to the casino. But if you did vote, you did give up all your power and authority and consent. So we don't want to hear about you didn't give us consent, just in case you thought you had to, because every male and female is born with consent to govern by the king, the Lord, and the kingdom. So, time to come out of school, college, university, whatever you want to call it. You've been infected. You can be healed, possibly if you want to. And you have to want to do it. Voting is I just want to give you the, you know, there's multiple dictionaries, you know, that every school feels like they have. But I'll just let you know the generic definition of voting is a poll, an election or a referendum, or you say reverend, all right, or it's a plebiscite, all right? So in order to vote, there's a choice between two or more candidates. You know, as on the voting certificate, you call the birth certificate, or excuse me, it's a voting rights certificate. It's a birth if the desired outcome is favorable to the king. Nonetheless, it's a formal indication of choice. Formal indication of choice between two or more candidates of birth. Candidates. And or courses of action, or causes of action, or let's just say what the word is. It's a session. Okay, it's a session, not action. Right, it's expressed through a ballot or a show of hands, or by voice. None of which many of you have. It has to be actually living with a sonogram that's on file with the hospital. And if you have a sonogram, that sonogram is not for you. It's for the one who has the voice, which is, y'all call it the baby, the child, you know, you call it the children, C-H-I-L-T-E-R-N, which is the proper spelling of it. So you can't vote for the child or the baby if you couldn't vote for yourself. So that is the definition, or the offered definition of vote is. Right? So if you don't have voting stock in the estate or the child's estate, then you shouldn't be voting. You should have voted in the other election before the baby came. So I'm not going to get into the right to vote and civil rights and this thing called WOMAN, and I'm not going to get into that foolishness because it's not worth my time. What I will say is if you did try to vote and you actually went through and put some information in there that didn't belong to you and tried to override the vital records certificate that you're carrying, I would say that you definitely committed an act of suppression, let's just put it like that, or oppression. Okay? This Voting Rights Act, or when they say you retire at 65, Social Security, that's when you're supposed to be able to vote. It's just for somebody called an attorney or California Attorney General, or the GSA, the General Services Administration. You're not the original. And there's this thing called an African American that's trying to vote or have a say-so. I'm not going to too much get into that either. But you would have to be a stockholder to have voting shares called VS. You'll see it on these complaints that they have. They'll go chicken wing VS. Barbecue chicken wing, you know, something like that. Phony semen stockholders, semen, you know, y'all spell it common, C-O-M-M-O-N. Only semen stockholders can vote. All right. Members, board of directors, you know, corporate entities and things of that nature. They have superior records. You know, y'all call it rights, R-I-G-H-T. That's records. That's not right. And they have preferred stock. I don't know if you think you got voting right. If you did, I don't think you would be registered over there at the Internal Revenue Service because I don't see them voting. At any rate, if you participated in that activity, and you paid back your debts through voting, okay. But if you wasn't authorized to vote and you're using a proxy, you know, like a VPN or somebody that's not authorized, or maybe somebody that's dead, because I don't know if y'all know that, you know, there's a lot of dead people voting. I don't know if you even know if Joe Biden or even Donald Trump is living. I mean, have you seen them live? I mean, if you have, I mean, who are they? You know? I just ask kind of the simple questions, right? But this time, if you voted after you were told not to, then, you know, you'll just have to deal with that. But voting is it's a method for a group, you know, called bank group, bankrupt. It's really bank group. And it is done so that you can make a collective decision, press, and an opinion followed by meaningful discussions. Okay? So it's about debts that they call debates, and debates are trials, just in case you didn't know. Debates are actual court trials. And I wonder if you know that when you see a certain candidate for prison that gets more votes, that means they lost. I just wanted you to know that. You don't want to get the most votes for being guilty. You want to get less votes for being guilty, but I'll let you figure that out yourself. But dealing with election campaigns, which is what Title X is about, we're the electoral college, you would say. You know, we're the university presidents. We're the, what you call the regency. You know, democracies elect holders of high office by voting. You're not a democracy. Okay? You're not a Republican. You're none of that. You wasn't born any of that. It really has nothing to do with you. And you shouldn't be involved in those things because you're absolutely too young, which is what the word Italy means, young. And you're not supposed to be participating in the sins of your mothers and fathers who definitely didn't vote the proper way. And what you need to do is make sure that you cleaned up your mothers and fathers' previous votes and make sure they wasn't on any list for voting, which is what you're supposed to do. Clean up your mothers and fathers, your ancestors, if you want to call them, to clean up their stuff. Okay? So, I just wanted to make clear that Joe Biden, which is a debtor out of Delaware, the first state, what they call the Chancery Division. You know, they have three divisions down in there, Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, and Pittsburgh. That's the three cities constituting D.C., which is Delaware County. Delaware being the first state that was supposed to have ratified the Constitution, and they have both all the Supreme Court, the Superior Court, and the Chancery Division. Just want to let you know that when I took over Title X, I killed Delaware. Because Title X is based on the DOD, the death of Delaware. Because, you know, when it comes time to punishment, the first state would get the first death penalty. Right? First in line, first to die. So this is why they try to race and try to get Delaware in there, trying to beat the king to the punch. You never beat the king to the punch because I'm already in the punch. I just want you to drink the punch. Okay? So Title X 111302, which is Delaware area code, is specifically targeted to Delaware. All y'all have all your corporations, your trusts, and all those antitrusts and all those, you know, tax exempt, and all y'all down here, y'all dead. Literally, figuratively, and in reality. Okay? Just to let you know. Your DOD, your District of Delaware, can do nothing for you. But they don't mind dragging you into the casket if you've been parked down there in Delaware for so long and you think you're safe and you feel that your stuff is protected. It's not. All right? Many of you are looking for a kingdom, a place where you don't have to worry about the past sins of your mothers and your fathers and your family members, where you don't have to worry about whether your last name is Johnson, or maybe it's your first name is Johnson, because the comma would change a lot of things when it comes to the legal spelling of a name. Many of you are looking to escape because if your name is Johnson and your family went down and voted as Johnson, they voted for you. They drag you into the casket with them. And you don't want to do that. This is why I say family, somewhat of a design. You have to create family. Family is not necessarily those who came out of the same channel as you. You know, some of them can be affected or infected by the diseases of your other family members, mainly your mother and father. The superseding term, which is parent. You have to be the parent of the mother and father because no matter what, there's still minors on that voting rights certificate you call a birth certificate. Mother and father has no rights. Parent organizations, parent corporations is what you can grow into within the four Commonwealth corners of that voting rights certificate. Nobody has control that you think over that voting rights certificate. It's about vitality, not about pre-recorded events on TV that you think is L-I-V-E and that don't say live because it ain't live. If it was live, everybody would get it. Okay. So if someone is voting for you by proxy and they're dragging that name, then we have ways for you to not be affected by the choice of law of your four mothers, because it wasn't your father, because many fathers just didn't know this nonsense was going on. But if you're looking for established family to extend yourself to, I think you better make application to this kingdom over here. If I was you, I would do it. Some of you stuck your toe over here just in case. You got a lot of just in cases. You know, you run around, you jump over here in these dead states, Florida, Delaware, Montana, Ohio. You really think those are states. There really aren't any states. There's really no such thing as states. Okay? And y'all will learn that. Okay? I'm not going to argue about, well, I don't have to argue because the dead people won't show up for me. I don't know. Maybe they show up to you. But we obviously have an issue with orphans and foster children or subjects. We obviously have a serious adoption situation that we must deal with. And on top of surviving or trying to feel like you're getting a piece of someone else's what they call estate, I think you better come to the reality that anything that you've taken that didn't belong to you, you need to give it back. And I mean that sincerely, even if it handicaps you for a few minutes, if you have any license, any identification, any instrumentality that doesn't belong to you, I humbly submit to you to return those, even if it causes you some disability. It's best for you to be on a disability than to be able to use someone else's credentials and they not know that you used it, like voting. If you're working at any job and you might be using someone else's credentials, you need to return it. That's what voting was about, to return the credentials. You might think it's something else, but You know, it's a way to collect and return the credentials that you've been using. And I would suggest that you do that. And then ask to use those credentials and get written permission to do it. These are the times of honesty. Okay? This is the time of reality. Right? Now, Delaware is a place that supposedly got independence from, they say, from Great Britain, which is, you know, the copper guy. Looks a little bit like me. I can assure you that nobody got, they got independent. That means they became more dependent, but nobody actually broke away from the system. I have several instrumentalities that will always keep you connected that I will use. That being a social security card and number that you actually do not know what that is, a vital record certificate, and some notes and dollars called Federal Reserve notes and dollars that has several estates on it in different denominations. Those instrumentalities will always have a connection to whatever it is that you do. All right? So you're completely surrounded. All right? Now, I'm not going to argue about who Trump and who Biden is because I'm Trump and Biden. Okay? Those instrumentalities were created for the king, the Lord, to use collectively, both sides of the scrotum. It doesn't matter which one you think. It matters only that you participate in something that was already in your immediate possession. And those are the instrumentalities that I spoke of that you should be straightening out, cleaning up, governing, returning what's not good, divesting yourself of things that have served no purpose, doing house cleaning, things of that nature. It's all you're supposed to have been focused on, not becoming more entrenched in things that allow you to mask your identity. Okay? And masking is something that is a complete capital offense. We don't deal with felonies in the kingdom. The felonies are just debts. Okay? Felons can vote in Canada or senator. We don't deal with felonies. We deal with capital offenses, which are automatic death penalty under the Money and Coinage Act, which is all we deal with. Okay? Now, I'm not going to sit here and speculate as to who won the election because I won it. I've been won the election. You're just, I guess I have to express it through activities that you feel you have a choice in that you really don't. Okay? As these offices are vacated and as the new world order comes to the front line, I want you to consider very seriously where your life is and where you plan on going. And whether you get in position now or whether you be at the end of the back of the line behind 90 million people that's unemployed and 40 million people that's been pronounced dead, I want you to consider and think about that. Over here at this kingdom, we don't have to deal with your speculation, your titles, your codes, your constitutions. All of that is garbage. It's bullshit. Excuse me. All right? We don't have time to play those games. All right? And I feel for y'all because many of you are just so enamored in that because it buys you time that you're not able to pay back. And, you have to start thinking whether you can pay back the damage that you're doing. That's what it boils down to. Whether you can pay, whether you have insurance to pay for the damages of your thoughts, your behavior, your conduct, and what you're participating in. And that's the only thing I ask of you, that you do unto others as you would have the King to do unto you. And if you can't conceptualize that, then I don't think you're fit to be considered or even acknowledged. We have serious issues to deal with. We have an immigration or trespass issue of people that has no certificate of origin, has not been allowed into the kingdom, has not been granted any citizenship in the kingdom, has not been granted any authority or permission or consent to even walk around. There's going to be serious pain and suffering due to that. And if you find yourself in situations where you cannot distinguish yourself from one to the other, then I say you have a serious problem. Okay? You should be protecting your environment and making sure that there's no intruders, impersonators, interlopers, infringers. Okay? If you have instrumentalities like driver's licenses and things of that nature, you need to return those and ask them to return your instruments back to you. You need to trade places. Okay? Too many hidden clauses, too many hidden secrets within those instrumentalities, and too many people with clothes on that's impersonating law enforcement by the letters P-O-L-I-C-E. We'll be dealing with those issues in them, and we'll deal with them severely. Okay? The only thing we ask for you to do in this new world order is to clean up your stuff, your domestic dirt. Okay? And clear your mind of the nonsense. There's just two species on this planet I recognize as male and female. And those are denotations that have that are solid in the dictionary, Act 1 USC 1 through 8. Okay? Just male and female. I don't care what kind of clothes they have on, what kind of haircuts they got, what kind of hat they wear, what kind of clothes they got on, and I don't care what kind of letters they got on. That'll be one of the first new rules that I will write in as the King, is to strip everybody of all these clothes with letters on it. Grown-ass men, 80, 50, 60, 70 years old, still wearing letters and animals and symbols like you're freaking 2 years old. That's just so corny. So corny. We will strip the colleges and the universities of everything because they're hiding career criminals. We will get the 70 and 80 year olds out of the school, out of the so-called court system, and out from around the younger breeds that are trying to breathe, which are being choked through the mothball society of the elders. We'll put masks on them, limit their breathing, so they don't have too much to say, while we advance and accelerate into the future of things. We will do what we need to do to make sure that our elders are put into a safe place, that they have adequate care, and that they're able to come together and do their little politics amongst themselves. But we do have to enforce our sequestration order to sort of move the future away from the past. And that is a surgical procedure that has already been implemented. Right? In order for me to see you, I have to see you without the garbage that y'all bring that we've already had to filter through. And that is, there is no politics. Your belief, 1692J, is very important, whether you think of yourself as being supreme or whether you think supreme is some dead people with $2 robes on that's talking about things that makes no sense. Meanwhile, somebody's enjoying your time in heaven and using it to build products that they now want to sell back to you that they built on your time. I'm only looking for intelligent people or very even-spirited people who want to advance, that has something to bring to the table other than what you thought happened 200 years ago, because many of you don't even know what happened 2 weeks ago. We're not interested in your stories. We have enough. We're not interested in what you think happened because you don't have any evidence. You don't have any proof. You're fighting for your life. And if you want your life, you can make application over here. Now, I want to discuss a couple of things that is important to you. Money, property, insurance, and services, 1692A5 of the King's Code. There are no courts. I don't know how many times I have to tell you. I've been in D.C. for the last 60-plus days. The White House that you call it, you know, the old person house, is absolutely steel bolted up. I mean, it's a prison. So I don't want to hear anything about somebody in the White House because the White House is not shit. It's gated up, steel fence all the way around, and it looks nothing like it did on TV. Okay? Everywhere in D.C. is boarded up, pretty much. It looks like a prison planet, as it should. Okay? I'll say that again. The White House, the one, all of them are white, D.C., so you have to specify which one. The one that appears to want to be the resident of the prison resident that goes in there is completely steel fenced, walled up. Okay? So if y'all saying somebody won the White House, I suggest that you comprehend what that means. Because the White House is not a mansion. It's not the Capitol. And it's not a place where I think you'd like to stay. But it's a good halfway house for some old dogs that belong there. Okay? So if you feel that somebody won the White House, you go ahead and you play around with that. You can make your way up here. Maybe you can see if you could even get even close to the White House because it's in jail. I wonder who did that. So White House is down. Offline, down. All right? Now what is open is the Capitol White House. The real White House. Now that Capitol is open, that Capitol district that I opened, now that district is open. The district is open for official and legal business. You probably didn't get that when you voted. Okay? And I know somebody who works there. I know somebody who can override votes, override decisions, put churches out of business, close up churches, shut down courts, put in prison judges, get rid of politicians. Close up companies, dissolve them, put them out of business, strip children from abusive mothers or fathers, all kind of things along the what you call Chancery Division that's in the Capital District, the CDC. Okay? If you have any possessions, property, filings down in Delaware, whose death was imminent due to Dodd-Frank, the dead franchise, or the dead French, I suggest you move those out of the way and transfer them. And if you need help doing that, you can contact us and we'll assist you in doing that. But if you have anything hidden anywhere outside of the United States Capital District, that means if your car's registered in Florida, you're dead. If your car's registered in Delaware, you're dead. If your car's registered in Ohio, you're not in the United States Capital. And if you're not in the United States, you got some problems. Because how did you get a car or a tag? Because tag now, you're it. So just look at your vehicle, and if the VIN number don't match the tag number, and if the tag number is not a plate, then there's some problems. Passports, there is no passport. So let's just get that straight. You got an illegal passport called an IP. You can't mix a passport with a Social Security number. That's like putting 5,000 pounds of luggage on a Cessna. It ain't going to fly. It's going to crash. Okay? So I suggest you return those illegal passports and return those too, because you know the child support that's on those is pretty high. Okay. I want to discuss with you shortly that based on news accounts, it's not going to be any conceding of any vote because nobody won. Because there was nothing to win. Okay? The only one that won is God. In God we trust. And if y'all trust in Delaware or Kamala or Joe Biden, forbidden, and you didn't know that you were forbidden to vote, you were forbidden to create any trust or any internal revenue form or any type of legislation or judicial or executive that you feel is separate, then you need to correct those. Okay? Washing your hands is cleaning that good name that you use that belongs to the Father only and respecting that authority, whether it's through the one that by paternal means created you. If that physical man is not around, he lives vicariously through your bloodstream. So if you want to do a substantial consolidation and start acting like you are the hybrid of all of them, you will probably discover some power that you didn't think you had. Because there's no division in a real birthing process. There is a coming together. It is the utmost action of substantial consolidation, which is birth. It is the merging of the Old and the New Testament in the birth. Once you have done the expulsion from your mother, which is movement of the air. Once you perform that action of being the heir apparent, nobody can deny the heir apparent of a damn thing. So there's actually steps, stages of development to actually completing the birth process. the certificate is incomplete by and of itself. There is a coronation involved. It can be a public one or a private one. It can be an assumption of that power and position. It's totally up to you. But since we don't have time for celebration, we just had to get to business and erect this kingdom. And we are in place to get things done that needs to get done. So I want to say to all of you that we appreciate all of your support. We appreciate all of your support. We appreciate all of your challenges. We appreciate all of your thoughts, both good and bad. What we don't appreciate is the chaos that is out there. And it's time for us to kill some things off so that our primary organs can live and live in peace and live in purpose. And that is what we are moving ourselves into, that final stage. For those of you that may find yourself still wondering about who you are, I would say to you, don't. You don't have to place a label on yourself at all. You don't have to accept a name from anyone. You don't have to accept a title. Just be. Just be X. Because X is the most powerful character in those 26 countries called the alphabet. The most powerful character is the X. It can mean extradition, excommunication, exappropriation. It can mean Texas, which is taxes. And for the most part, that's what it means. Because we're going to tax everyone. Because the system is based on deception, and it's been taxing our very bodies, our spirits, and it's been instrumental in destroying the planets of its natural resources. And we're just not going to let that continue to happen. So I'm going to let Layla speak. I wanted to let y'all know that the president is here, the new president, if that's what you want to call it. And he's been here. Just wants you to hear from me directly. Just wanted you to hear. If you want Joe or Kamala to tell you, they have already. Layla, do you have anything?
Greetings, Brother Sharif. Greetings, everyone. We are in the new order of the ages right now as we speak. And this is a very, very pivotal and crucial time for everyone like no other. This is something that Brother Sharif has brought to you over the last years, centuries, right? Decades and centuries ago. But more specifically, more urgently, over this last calendar year and this last fiscal year, we're currently sitting on the 315th day of this calendar year of 2020. However, we are definitely, but this is the 41st day of the fiscal year of 2021. And most importantly, which I should have said first, this is the 19th day in the house of Scorpio. So Scorpio is a snappy little creature, right? You don't want to be bitten by a scorpion. So these things are happening in the house of Scorpio. Think about that. And I think that it's very important that we start snapping ourselves into position for where you're going to stand. You know, one of the things that we've been talking about, what side of the fence are you standing on? Because this is definitely a demarcation time. And we see that being displayed before us, even, you know, with the media, for those of you who are chiming in on that. So it's definitely something that you need to be doing for yourself and your loved ones, your household. Your what you call your family, your loved ones, everyone through this pandemic, the coronavirus, COVID, however you're going to refer to it. This is a what I call a very universal, divine, cosmic, astrological time where everything is converging. That chaos is being stirred up like a pot that's being brewed, and it's about ready to boil over. Where are you going to be when that happens? Where are you and your loved ones going to be when that happens? How do you have your household affairs in order so that when all of that brews over, are you protected or are you not? That choice is yours. That's one of the reasons why Brother Shreve decided that we're going to go ahead and he's going to come out here and talk to you today, because it's so very super important, so very super serious. People are not feeling well these days, right, because of all of the stress that they're experiencing by everything that they're being bombarded with. Do you think it's going to get any less, or do you think it's going to get worse as we move into the closing hours of what the calendar year of 2020 is? But as we continue to progress into the fiscal year of 2021, a lot of things are supposed to happen in 2021, you know. But it's that, what do you call that, layover. It's the, not getting the right word. They're interlocking. They're overshadowing each other right now. As you leave one phase and you're still not totally out of one phase and entering into another, it's in that, like an almost like an eclipsing moment, right? That's where we are right now. And these are those last moments for you to make your decisions before things go into full throttle. So that's what I wanted to say, you know, that there is always love, care, and concern about what's going to happen to the people, the rightful heir apparent. What's going to happen? Now, I say that things will happen the way that they need to be. Everything will, what come what may, you know, everything will happen. Everything will be what it needs to be, and let the, what they say, the wheat from the chaff. You know, when I was growing up, anytime there was baking in the kitchen, they used a sifter, right? Everything would be sifted out, and what's left is left, and what's not is not. So where do you fall in that sifting and sorting process? That's what this is about. Now more than ever. And that's the message that I have to say to you all. If you heard and heeded the words of Brother Shreve just spoke to you about, heed them at a more vigilant degree and definitely take action. I'm just going to repeat the email address, the email communication, or what we call the email, the communication line, in which you can reach out to, reach out if you decide that you're very serious. That is the Bureau at US-com. That's TheBureau at US-interpol.com. Only if you're serious. Send a communication. And like Brother Shreve said, no questions. Just actions right now. That's where we are. We don't have time right now to answer any questions. You have archives that you can listen that have been left there for you all of this time. We are definitely moving and very, very fast and swiftly forward and diligently, countless millions and millions of nanoseconds and seconds and hours really put into at this point. And we just don't have time to answer questions. You're either in or you're out. There's no in between. And that's what I would have to say at this point. I just want to turn this back over to our Brother Shreve. Just want to express the fact that I love you all immensely. I wish you and your loved ones well. And looking forward to seeing you on the other side. Back to you, Brother Shreve.
All right, thank you. If y'all have any questions, you can press 1. If not, we're going to end this session, as time is valuable. We got a lot to do. So anybody got any questions, you can press 1. If not, y'all know how to contact us just day by day. All right? So we had no questions. So we appreciate y'all. And welcome to the new Kings. We out.
Hallelujah. I don't care what you're going through. There's nothing too hard that God can't do for you. There's nothing that you've been in, nothing that you've done, that God can't forgive you. A lot of...
West Side. West Side. West Side.
The world is mine, near get back. Don't mess with my stack, the gauge is right. About to drop the bomb, I'm the West Coast dime. Big fish in a small pond. Now the fans trying to throw they book at the crook, but I shook. They worm and they hook. Duffies hold they breath. They want to miss me when I'm tipsy. Running everything west of the Mississippi. It's the unseen, pulling strings with my pinky ring. We got your woman pucker up, but we buck her up. Bow down before I make a phone call. Got 25 killers running up on y'all. Butter cheese, we want them keys. Everybody freeze, on your knees. Butt naked, please. Before any of you guppies get hard. Near, rewind my part, fool. And bow down when I come to your town.
Bow down
when I'm wet with Ram.
Bow down.
Cause I ain't a hater like you. Bow down to a killer that's greater than you.
I take 10 steps and I draw. Now who's dissing the big bad Chinglewood edition? I bust like a pimple, my mind is still mental. The West Side connects with me in South Central. When a drag from the zigzag can't fuck with the Phillies. Holding down the Wild West like a kid they call Billy. Once again it's Mac 10, the gold crown holder. Strong as a Coca-Cola with a chrome pistola. Now who on the fuck so I can bust when I cuss? My look bring a feel with gear from the surplus. Since a teen I chase the green, the crack scene team. Lolo's, Cornishes, and baguettes on my pieces. So recognize these real cheese, chase the cheese. The West Side connect, keep it rolling like gold D's. Three willing and dealing, it's like the California style. But in the meanwhile, in my town, you got to bow.
Bow down.
When you come to my town.
Bow down.
When I'm westward bound.
Bow down.
Because I ain't a hater like you. Bow down to a killer that's greater than you.
Well, it's that Chuck wearing, still sporting the beanie. The shadiest one in the clip. Who wanna see me? Yes, I slide my lopes on, let my khaki sing. West Side, connect gang, bing, bing, bang. Run away, you'll get your whole crew sprayed by this H, double O to the D to the FDA. Ain't no hiding it, I'm gang related, simple and plain, which means I could care less about you cowards in this rap game. Flashy fools get stuck up, beat up. When you come around, keep the chain tucked from this 00 apostrophe, yes, affiliate, killer studio lyricist. I'm real with this. Talk the talk, walk the walk. Kiss me on wax, and I'm trying to saw your whole neck off. Yeah, a platinum bounce, so trick, shut up. Punk call, y'all can kiss my Converse like show
now.
When I come to your town.
Bow down.
When I'm westward bound.
Bow down.
Cause I ain't a hater like you. Bow down to a killer that's greater than you.
Bow down.
When you come to our town.
Bow down.
When we westward bound.
Bow down.
Cause we ain't no haters like you. Bow down to some killers that's greater than you.
Let me tell you something. Gangsters make the world go round. So you ain't got the clown. But if you living on the west side of your town, make them other fools bow down. West Side Connection. The world belongs to us.
Bow down. Bow down. Bow down. Bow down.
When you come to our town.
Bow down.
When we westward bound.
Bow down.
Cause we ain't no haters like you. Bow down to some killers that's greater than you.